A disturbance inside a Center City IHOP turns deadly over the weekend, and now a security guard facing murder charges. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
Police say 39-year-old Yahara Melendez of Kensington, an IHOP security guard at Walnut and Juniper Streets, was escorting a 43-year-old homeless man out of the restaurant after he allegedly caused a disturbance of some sort on Saturday night shortly after 11 o'clock. It was during that time, officials say, the man spit on the guard. The guard allegedly took out a gun and shot the man in the head. The man was taken to Jefferson Hospital, where he died a short time later. Melendez was charged with murder and related offenses. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.